this day of life. We're so thankful, Father, for this season of the year. Thank you for bringing each of us here today as we come to celebrate the day that we've set aside to celebrate your birth. We just thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the gift of eternal life. Thank you, Father, for this food we're enjoying, the ones who have prepared it, the ones who are serving us. Pray for the ones who are sharing today, and bless our time, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So please continue to eat and enjoy. And so what we're going to do, I would also like to thank Harold Thrower and Amber Trangle for providing and guiding us in our music and time together here as we sing some songs throughout our program. And with that, I think that's my main responsibility. Dr. Eric Carter will be our first speaker. We have, let's see, Mike. Where is Mike left behind? Oh, here he is. Mike is going to be our, he's going to handle the microphone duties today and circulating throughout the crowd as we have different ones sharing some. So, Mike, I'm just going to turn it over to you. Well, welcome everyone. Dr. Eric Carter, I'm going to come to you, but I just want to let everybody know I'm not being rude. If you want to handle this mic and I don't give it to you, we have a lot of people speaking. So if I give this over to somebody, that means that they could go over time. And so we'll have to have fun if somebody starts to go over time with me handling this mic. I'm going to be holding it out as I walk away, but don't be offended. We're just trying to keep on schedule. Okay, so Dr. Eric Carter. Oh, you've got it. Okay.
Good afternoon. This is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
Thank you. Noah. Noah Doherty. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, starting at verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Pat Scholl.
the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, 39. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home.
Ashley. What are you saying?
What?
Oh, it's same time. Same time. Ashley, we have an appointment later.
Thank you. Let me just say one thing. This is the only time I'm going to be speaking. But how many of you have sung Christmas carols since you was born, or as far back as you can remember at Christmas time? Raise your hand. And I was thinking about this today. These songs are all about who? They're about Jesus. And we sing about Jesus. But I want to ask you today to put a little bit of twist on this thing. I want you to sing to Jesus today. It makes the songs mean a lot more if you're singing to him. Not about him, but to him. Because this is the season that we celebrate his birth. And that's why, as we sing today, and I was asked to let everybody stand, because you've been feeding all that food like I have, and you can't sing sitting down, because all your air is full with food. So let's all stand, and we'll sing a couple of songs, and then I'll let you sit back down, okay? Thank you.
Sleeping, who the angel free.
Do you hear what I hear?
Who says, approximately 2,500 prophecies appear in the pages of the Bible, about 2,000 of which already have been fulfilled to the letter with no errors. Since the probability for any one of these prophecies having been fulfilled by chance averages less than 1 in 10, and since the prophecies are for the most part independent of one another, the odds of all these prophecies having been fulfilled by chance without error is less than 1 in 10 to the 2,000th power. That's some astronomical odds.
Okay, that's only 8. What happens if all of the 2,500 were fulfilled?
Wow, even more.
That's a good era.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm reading John 7:42, or The Danger of Being a Know-It-All. Does not Scripture say that the Messiah will come from David's lineage and come from where he was from, Bethlehem? These are learned people, these are folks who have studied Scripture, and they have Jesus standing there in front of them, and they will make an accusation in the form of a question rather than ask a question of Jesus himself. He's standing right there. They are a know-it-all where these matters are concerned, because because they have confidence in that, they are able to learn more. Over the last week, studying on this verse and thinking about it in particular has warned me against being a know-it-all. Thank you.
Let's all stand again, please. Himself shall give you a sign. The same term that God
that Abraham used with his son Isaac when he said, "Lord, Daddy, where's the lamb?" He said, "The Lord himself will prepare a lamb." And so the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Isn't it amazing how the Lord himself will give you a sign? He will be the sign. Because the word Emmanuel means God with us. Amen. Amen. And so many scholars have argued about this point. They said, who is this talking about? Was it Isaiah talking about his own son, or who was it talking about? So then Matthew cleared it up for us in Matthew 1:23. And he said, that son, Emmanuel is God with us. See, the Old Testament is Christ concealed. The New Testament is Christ revealed. Today, it is Christ we live. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. And today, the story about Jesus is victory in Jesus. And the Bible tells us, and I'm through. The Bible let us know that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Good. But then verse 14 said, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Emmanuel, God with us. And without all this argument and controversy, Paul said, greater the mystery of godliness, God was manifested in the flesh, and he was seen up in glory. Thank you, God.
Amen. Justin Lamb.
Thanks. We'll read Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. And while we read it, just look for the description of the king and the description of the kingdom. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and his prosperity will be never-ending. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish and sustain it, with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. This meant a lot to me in the description of Jesus, a description of God, and how it walked through what I am presenting people with and what I have currently. The Wonderful Counselor, it's a beautiful thing that we present to people and we see inside of people that are saved, and that's a beautiful thing. I'm not the counselor. I don't have all the answers. It's a spirit inside them. It's God inside them that we want to encourage and lift up. And it's been an amazing thing to walk through that recently with leadership coaching. And I've been blessed for that. And to see the kingdom described here as a kingdom that is everlasting, that we're looking forward to. And as we'll soon see, joy to the world.
Curse is found.
So I'm reading from John 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him not anything made. There was not anything made that was made. So I'm fortunate to have Robert have spoken before me, because he made my point for me. And so I'll say it in my own words a little differently. As I was thinking about these verses, giving them to then comment on Christmas, I thought to myself, well, I didn't get a message on the manger or the birth of Christ, so I had to think a little bit harder than I thought was expected of me. So I focused on the passage itself and just noticed that it is all about this Word and the nature of this Word. And as Robert said a couple of verses later, that Word is revealed to be Jesus. So we understand that Jesus was in the beginning, that Jesus was with God, and that Jesus was God, and that He is called the Word of God. I realize my own thinking at Christmas time is so often focused on a baby in a manger, and it gets small. My thinking about Jesus gets small, it seems, at this time. So these verses remind me that at Christmas we're not just celebrating the birth of a baby in a manger, not just of a child who grew into a great teacher, not even just a man who died on the cross for me, but we're singing about God Himself, God incarnate. This is why we can sing of Emmanuel, God with us, in the song, O Come, Emmanuel, and of the incarnate deity of God in human form in the song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And in O Come, All Ye Faithful, we sing of Jesus that He is God of God, Light of Light, Word of the Father, in flesh appearing. And as I think we just sang, Joy to the World, the Lord, we sing, The Lord is come, let earth receive her King. Thank you.
James Brammer.
I can keep this one short, can't I?
So, my scripture reading is John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And as we've been covering here, who was the Word? It specifically says it right there in John chapter 1. And in the beginning, that's the same thing that happened in Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, here, in the beginning was the Word. And down in chapter 4, or in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh. That is Jesus. That right there just says, hey, the Word was made flesh, and He dwelt among us. And at the end of that that verse, it talks about full of grace and truth. And I want, when I started thinking about Christmas, I thought to myself, full of grace and truth. And in my study here, it says, what is grace? Grace is the kindness of love of God, our Savior, toward man. And I believe that during the Christmas time, we should allow ourselves to have more grace and just think about that. John chapter 1, 14, at the end of it. We want to be full of grace, but we also want to be truthful. We want to be able to share the truth of who Jesus was and what He did for us. That way we can know. Spend eternity with Him, and all of our friends and family will be there too.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let's stand two more times. This is one of them. Silent Night.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Real briefly, I'm always floored in this passage. My wife and I, we have four children, and I've been thankful and blessed enough to be a part of all of those. All of the births, and I can't imagine loading her up just a few days before she's given birth on a donkey, on a camel, or with all of our stuff, and going 4 or 5 days travel away from our home.
And then to be there in a lowly manger with animals, and it's dirty. I mean, they were in a hospital. And this is the King of the universe. The Old Testament tells us, tells the people of Israel that they are to be strong and courageous in their pursuit of the Lord. I can't imagine much stronger or more courageous than the faith and the hope and strength of Joseph and Mary, who load up and head to Bethlehem. And that's where our Christ was born, in a lowly manger. Their faith and their hope and their love. Right before, this is before the wise men come, they're just there, cradling their baby together. The emotions are incredibly powerful. May our prayer always be to have that kind of strength and courageousness and faith and hope as we follow the Lord.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters?
Sleeping
He's the great. Quick comment.
comments. We might even get you out of here a few minutes early, but also want to say, Todd, thank you so much. I'm glad I didn't have to follow that song. I tell you, the last few years, that has become one of my favorites, and that was a powerful rendition of that. Thank you for sharing that, your gift with us and sharing that music. I mentioned when comments I said earlier about people from 3 to 80, and we look around the room. Please, if you haven't, do that, because there are a number of us that have this gray hair on top, so we're not in that close to the 3 category anymore. But I am just so thankful as I look over at this table here, and there might be some other young ones as well, but James and I are in a small group on Monday together, and to see his family over here, thank you for coming and participating with us today and bringing your children. What a testimony that is. It's so good to see the young people here.
Amen.
We're so thankful for that. If somebody on the table would please, there's an envelope there. We do like to have be able to track who's here. And if somebody would take those cards and pass them around, I would appreciate that. And we at CBMC would appreciate that. I can assure you that nobody will be contacted unless you mark on there that you want to be contacted. But you can, pretty self-explanatory, if you would complete your name and information. There's a few boxes there. If you're interested in learning more about CBMC, anything there you want to check, feel free to. And again, if you want somebody to get in touch with you, I can also let you know that somebody that loves you would be in touch with you on that. But otherwise, it's just a matter of record for us who's here. We again thank you for coming out today, and whenever you finish with that, somebody can pass the envelope back around and put those cards back in there. And just want to mention one other thing here in closing. Many of us in this room have been involved with CBMC, some of us for a long time, some of us for a shorter period of time. Michael Apahuska has led the local ministry here for the last number of years. And so we're, Mike is, some months ago, let us know, and we started praying through, and he and his lovely bride Dee, who's also with us here today, have felt like God is moving them, not necessarily to something else, but out of the main leadership with CBMC. So as of December 31st, Mike Lapahuska is officially retiring, although he's going to be kind of like Lee Ashley over here, who was our last Metro Director and is still very much involved with CBMC. But Mike, we thank you for your service to the Lord, service to this community, and many of us in this room. Thank you. Been fortunate and privileged enough to be able to do this now for a number of years and close our Christmas program as I am today, so I'm very thankful for that. And I'm always like to remind myself, as well as all of us in this room, and we've heard it very well said today through God's Word, the real reason for this season, what our focus should be. And even some of the Old Testament prophecy behind that. But maybe everybody in this room has had a very similar experience, but I suspect even if you had, we know people, whether they're family members or not, that Christmas is not necessarily a happy, joyous time for everybody. As a matter of fact, sometimes it has a lot of pain with it. Maybe they recently lost a loved one, maybe for other reasons in their youth or whatever, but it is just not necessarily a fun time. My experience has been there's people more open to spiritual things this time of the year. So I just want to remind each of us, for us to be sensitive and pray that the Holy Spirit will make us sensitive to, as He gives us opportunities, we're open and we're available and willing to share whatever God might place on our heart. So I just leave that with you. I pray that each person, each family represented here today, just has a wonderful Christmas time. And if there's any pain in your life, we all have issues, we all have problems, none of us are perfect, none of us have had a perfect life, but if there's a particular pain, that I pray that the Lord would give you relief from that even now. So join me as I close this with prayer. Father in heaven, we are very thankful again for this day that you've given us, for bringing us here together. I thank you so much for your word, Lord, the truth. You tell us that your truth will set us free. And we've heard your word proclaimed here today very clearly. Thank you for these men that have shared and others that have even shared additionally testimony as a result of your word, Father. So we just thank you for our time here together. Pray for the days ahead of us. Pray for this Advent season, Lord, that each day we're mindful of your work leading up to the celebration of your birth. And as I've suggested, Lord, I pray you will make us sensitive to those around us, whether they're family members, friends, people we might meet tomorrow that we don't even know today. People are hurting. People are in need, especially in need of knowing you. So we just pray for all of this, Father, and pray you'd go with us now, guide us home to our homes safely. Bless our time, Father, and bless this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again so much for being here today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I have no idea. Oh.